The sheriff's office complex is still running on generator, and you may have known that we had the Test Iowa site located out there. So that, you know, that National Guard big tent, of course, became a big balloon. I'm not sure what state that landed in. But, you know, a little bit of the oddities of the power and the weirdness of storms. The next day, I noticed the plastic, like Rubbermaid portable tables that they would fill out paperwork and stuff. Those were left untouched. So, you know, it flipped
weird.
The semi-trailer over on three of the National Guard employees' vehicles, you know, and removed that tent, you know, anchored with those big ropes down
wow.
to the cement blocks to heaven knows where, and plastic tables and two Rubbermaid garbage cans just sitting there proud.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, like after the tornado, the hanging baskets in downtown. Untouched.
Really?
A lot of
yes.
them untouched. You know?
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, exactly. How is the sheriff's office going to continue to support? Are you guys still going to continue to drive around and help out, or are you kind of pulled back a little bit?
Yeah, to a lesser degree. You know, the initial emergency response stage was over in fairly short order in comparison to the tornado with the search and rescue operations that went on then to make sure that people weren't trapped within their homes. That was to a lesser degree and able to get through the streets, through the communities in the county and Marshalltown in relatively decent fashion. So, yeah, from that emergency response aspect, I would say that was over in you know, the first 24 hours versus mm-hmm. what seemed to be a couple of days with the tornado.
All right. Any advice to the citizens out there that might be listening and going, hey, I'm just, because I've seen this, and Ken and I were just talking about this, and I talked with Shelley Nodlin last hour from the Animal Rescue League. People are, they're getting a little antsy. They're getting a little skittish, and I'm just reminding folks, be patient, you know, we're all in this together. Any advice you might offer?
Absolutely that. You know, I noticed last night the lines at gas stations are still really long, and even in the few restaurants that have power returned to them in their drive-through lines and other places. Just as you mentioned, remember that we are in this together. Everybody's experiencing, for the most part, similar experiences and crisis, and our community and our neighbors and friends and families once again are all pulling together to help support each other, and it's amazing the degree of cleanup again that you see going on already. And I would have cautioned people also, you know, this morning as I listed the synchronized hum of generators in my neighborhood, to also remember with we still have many down power lines, and if there did happen to be somebody backfeeding a home generator into the power system, that it could energize a line. So still not just assume that those down power lines are dead, and still treat it as if it were live. And we have many traffic signs and signals down that remain down throughout the county. So watch those intersections and treat all of our intersections controlled and be careful on those, on the right of ways and the remaining hazards that have blown around with the, not only in the residential areas, but in our agricultural areas with all the unfortunate devastation to grain operations and farm sites. There is of course debris.
Yeah.
All over still.
Yeah, absolutely. Sheriff Steve Hoffman joining us with our Ask the Newsmakers. Thank you so much, Steve.
Bye, guys.
All right, buddy.